Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. It is Tuesday, November 25th, and we are coming off a really strong rally yesterday, but it looks like the market wants to take a little breather this morning.
That's right. Equity futures are pointing to a slightly lower open. You know, yesterday was all about confidence returning to those big tech and AI names. We saw the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ briefly poke their heads above their 50-day moving averages. They couldn't quite hold it into the close, but it was a significant test.
So what was the fuel for that fire yesterday? It feels like the same old story.
It is. It's the Fed. More dovish commentary has the market now pricing in an over 80% chance of a rate cut in December. The Wall Street Journal is even reporting that Fed Chair Jerome Powell's allies are basically setting the stage for him to make that call.
80%! The market is really convinced. But today could throw a wrench in those plans, right? We have a huge slate of economic data coming out.
A massive data dump. At 8:30 a.m., we get the Producer Price Index, or PPI, and retail sales. Then at 10 a.m., it's consumer confidence. That PPI number is going to be critical. The consensus is for a 0.3% increase, and any deviation there could really move the needle on those rate cut odds.
Got it. So a pivotal morning on the macro front. Let's switch over to corporate news, because we had a ton of earnings. Let's start with Alibaba.
BABA is a bright spot this morning, gapping up over 4%. They reported a solid revenue beat. The earnings per share number is a little tricky to compare directly with consensus, but the market is clearly focused on that top line growth, a good sign for them.
Okay, but then you have Dick's Sporting Goods. They beat on earnings, they beat on revenue, and the stock is down over 6% pre-market. What gives?
This is a classic case of, it's all about the guidance. Yes, they beat, but they guided their full-year earnings right in line with expectations. In this market, especially after a run-up, in line just isn't good enough. The street wanted more, and it didn't get it.
I see, so a beat isn't always a beat. We also saw some solid reports from other retailers like Best Buy and Kohl's, so it's not all doom and gloom in that sector.
Exactly. And speaking of sectors, the big story continues to be the AI chip wars. There's a report that Google is ramping up its efforts to compete directly with NVIDIA, and that Meta is actually interested in using Google's chips. This is a battle that is just getting started.
That is fascinating. The competition is heating up. All right, let's hit some of the biggest pre-market movers. I am seeing Autolus Therapeutics, ticker AUTL, just screaming higher, up almost 34%.
An incredible move there, likely on positive clinical news. Also on the gapping up list, you've got Keysight Technologies up about 14% after a strong report and a new buyback program. Symbotic is also up over 13%. On the downside, Semtech is slipping about 6%.
And what are the analysts saying this morning?
A few interesting calls. UBS upgraded Applied Materials to a buy, which plays right into that semiconductor strength we're seeing. On the flip side, Rothschild downgraded Estée Lauder to a sell, so some clear winners and losers being picked this morning.
Okay, so let's put this all together. We have a cautiously optimistic market, but futures are down, we're at a key technical level, we have a huge data dump coming. What are the key levels traders should be watching at the open?
The lines in the sand are pretty clear. For the S&P 500, watch support around the 665 level. A break below that could bring in more sellers. To the upside, resistance is near 670. A strong push through there could reignite yesterday's rally.
And for the NASDAQ?
For the QQQ, support is around 603, with resistance near 606. The overall sentiment is one of waiting for a catalyst. The primary market indicators are actually a bit mixed, with one suggesting caution, so it's not a time to get overly aggressive without confirmation.
So what's the play? What sectors are looking interesting?
Well, tech and communication services still show resilience. But the really interesting action from yesterday was the late-day momentum in healthcare and biotech. We saw rising volume and strong closes near the highs in a lot of those names. That signals potential for continuation plays today.
So final thoughts before the bell rings?
It's a trader's market today. The entire morning session will hinge on that 8:30 a.m. data. Watch how the market reacts to the PPI and retail sales numbers. That will set the tone. Focus on stocks with relative strength, like some of those biotech names, but keep your stops tight until we get a clear directional signal from the broader market.
Excellent advice. A pivotal morning ahead. That's all the time we have. Thanks for tuning in to The Morning Dose. Have a great trading day, everyone.